Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to the Unique Life Podcast. And we are going to talk about Women's Day, International Women's Day, and I am with a very special woman, the most special woman in my life, and the only one. Well, aside from my kids, my sister, and my late mom, and I'm with my wife, Kat, since it's Women's Day, as we're celebrating it around the world. I invited her to share about women and the power of women. To talk about equality, because equality doesn't mean sameness. It doesn't mean that if we are equal, it's going to be the same. Because whether you like it or not, men would always be physically more powerful than women. That is how we were designed. However, women were designed to actually do things that men won't be able to do. So it's not really competing with each other, but how we can complement each other. If this is your first time to listen to the show, we unbox the real you. So when I say unboxing the real you, I also talk about personalities, the personality types. That's why the title is Unique, because one of my books is entitled Unique, Understanding Others by Understanding You, about the four personality types, the dominant eagle, the influential rooster, the steady carabao, and the corrective tarsier. So without further delay, hello. My beautiful, beautiful woman of my life.
Hello.
So obviously she is, I mentioned this time and time again, she is a steady carabao. So what can you say about women everywhere?
I think all women are strong. Not compare mo with the men. Men usually is physically, but there are exceptions, di ba? but I think the strength of a woman is emotionally, they're more stronger in terms
really?
Of, yeah, emotionally, they're like whatever hurdles, whatever struggles that come their way, their strength emotionally surpasses, yan. Surpasses a lot of, ano.
Ayaw ibigay sa yung mic. Kasi binubuhos yung sa amin lahat. Nung inyong emotional ano concerns, baggages. Eh kami hindi kami makapag-express.
No,
I'm just joking.
Women loves to ano express themselves, but at the same time there are a lot of women that yung courage nila, you know, to be able to face yung mga struggles or mga problems that come their way. Diba? Kasi it's innate for women to be nurturer. Eh. So, whatever they do, whether they're working or housewife, whatever it is, they love to nurture. Yun yung gifting ng, I think, all women. That's their gifting. So, nanonurture nila family nila in terms of work, you know.
Yeah, and I remember when we lost everything. See, Kat actually is the one who became the backbone of our family, because during that time, I lost my confidence, I lost my self-esteem, I lost my self-belief, as if losing our business, yung na-bankrupt kami, is actually the business has become my identity. So she would look at me straight in the eyes without even saying a word, as if telling me she believes in me. During those days that I didn't believe in myself anymore. So emotionally, I guess for us, that would be accurate. kumbaga yung pagdating sa emotional strength, no? Kasi ako parang ano eh, parang bulldozer eh. Let's do it. Sugod mga kapatid, yan ang tawag niya sa akin. Pero pagdating naman dun sa emotional stability and also being able to just take care of the household, she's really been the most important part when it comes to that. So we're gonna talk about the important women in our life. And I've been talking about Kat. Ikaw pagdating sa mga women, ano ang ano? What's your message probably pagdating sa women empowerment?
That you are more than enough. Diba? That you're more than enough. Actually, you don't, you know, sometimes kasi we think that we need other things, whether it's a person, a relationship, you know, or material things. But actually, you are more than enough. You are complete already of how God created you. So, we cannot be molded into, you know, dapat yung mga women, ganito lang, you know. Dapat, kailangan lahat ng women, homemaker lang, ganun. But actually, it's not. Whatever God has called you to do, He will empower you, diba? So, you're more than enough. You're complete already. So, hindi mo kailangan ng relationships, material things, you know, to make you complete. But you are already complete as a person. So, yung mga added things in your life, whether it's family, relationships, you know, material things, you know, whatever, or accomplishments, it does not, kumbaga, it's just add value to you. But you are already complete. You know, knowing that, you would have that confidence, you know, to do what God has called you to do if you know that you are already complete.
Okay, hold on. Before we head on to the rest of the episode, I'm sure some of you are wondering how we collab with brands here in the Unique Life podcast. And with that, we use Podmetrics. So if you have a podcast, sign up at podmetrics.co and use the code UNIQUE. That's one word, all caps. In that way, you can help support the show as well. Let me repeat that. YOUNIQUE, one word, all caps. And if ever you're an advertiser who wants to collab with a Unique Life podcast, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Si Kat kasi, she became a housewife years ago, sacrificed her work to focus on our two kids and homeschool them. It doesn't actually make you lesser than your husband. Tsaka yung mga husbands naman dito, don't feel superior dahil kayo yung nagwo-work and kayo nagpo-provide sa family. Ako, I always tell my children, oy, whatever daddy makes, that's mom's money too. Kasi daddy won't be able to do what I'm doing if it weren't for mom. Naka-focus ako. Imagine mo, I'm with the two of you. Wala na ako magagawa. Hindi na ako makakapagtrabaho. So, dun sa mga homemakers also, hold your head high because you're doing something that is very valuable and it's something that money cannot buy, that no one can pay you to do it. Imagine mo. Parang yung mom ko before, we'll be talking about people who, women, important women in our lives that actually made an impact. Yesterday, by the way, for those of you who are going to be listening for the first time, I'm also a speaker. So I'm an inspirational speaker and a corporate trainer. And yesterday, I had a talk for the city of Muntinlupa. And since it's Women's Day, topic namin was about money. And na-share ko doon my teacher years ago when I was in elementary. She messaged me and said, "Oh, Jason, I will attend the seminar tomorrow." This was a day before the seminar. And then she said, oh, 8 a.m. diba? Sabi ko, no ma'am, it's 2 p.m. ibang seminar yata. No, no, I saw the poster. Nagkamali lang ako ng sabi. And, you know, looking back at my teachers who really made an impact on me, yung teachers na ano, yung believed in me kahit na bagsak-bagsak ako, and they would do these simple, these random acts of kindness. When I was young, in fourth year high school, I was 49 out of 52 in our class. I hated school. I almost flunked many times. I promised to sa mom ko na, oy, mommy, I will receive the medal. And good enough, true enough, I did. It was great because I received the highest medal our school can offer. The loyalty award from nursery, wala ka no? Nursery to, loyalty award ka rin ba?
Yeah.
Oh, aba? Nakikipag-compete na kagad, ha? So, yung mga teachers ko na yun, no, actually made a huge impact on me. More than, I guess, even my male teachers. Kasi sa male teachers ko, wala ko masyadong matandaan na talagang nakapag-impart, no? I mean, that's just my experience. I'm sure maraming mga male teachers, of course, who would do that, who would have great impartation on their students. But on my end, natatandaan ko yung mga female, mga teachers ko before. Ikaw, meron ka rin ganyan, di ba?
Yeah. I have one when I was in elementary school. Actually, mga natatandaan kong mga teachers is not really because academically they've shared a lot, but actually yung mga tama yung sinabi mo, yung mga teacher na who really cared, you know, it's not really the academics of what kung magaling ba sila magturo or anything like that, but it's really caring for you more than, you know, the grades, but really asking you how are you and really making you feel that you are important to them. So I have that his name, yung name niya Mrs. Espiritu, yeah. But ano, she really is made an impact, you know, to me when I was still in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Kala ko lalaki yung sasabihin mo, his name, her name pala. Sa akin, yung aside from the teachers, of course my mom, my sister, I wouldn't be the person I am today if it weren't for these important women in my life. And my mom, she actually passed away more than 10 years ago. Tapos yung mom ko, she was very strict to the point na lumuluhod ako dyan pag bagsak yung test paper ko kasi alam kong papaluin ako when I was little. And then she became more tender-hearted as she got older and older. We became closer. Tapos, she was diagnosed with cancer. So she lived with cancer for a few years. And on her deathbed in the ICU, I was with her alone. My siblings haven't eaten yet. So naiwan ako doon. Hinihilot ko yung noo niya. Tapos, binubulungan ko siya. Sabi ko, Mami, huwag ka matakot. We love you. We will be here with you. We will take care of you. Hindi ka namin iiwan. And then my mom, inangat niya yung oxygen mask niya. Tumingin sa akin. Naghuling bilin. Sabi niya sa akin, anak, huwag mo nang hawakan yung noo ko. Ang gaspang kasi ng kamay mo eh. Mamamatay na tawa, nagpapatawa pa. And she passed 2 days after that. And my mom, a few years before she passed, before that happened, na-bankrupt kami ni Kat sa business namin, businesses, and we lost everything. We lost a lot of money. We had huge debt. And my mom found out about it. She was actually the very first person who called me and told me, Jason, I have money. I will lend it to you first. Alam ko kailangan mo ngayon. And yung mom ko kasi byuda siya, no? Wala masyadong naiwan yung dad ko because my dad also lost his business before. And yung papahiram niya sa akin na pera, hindi naman siya ganun kalaki, pero I know it's really significant, the amount sa mom ko. So sabi ko, Mami, wag na lang, okay lang, I will try to manage. Although gustong-gusto ko na talagang kunin yung pera kasi kailangan ko. No, pinilit niya. Sabi ko, Mami, okay lang, wag na. And then, pinilit niya talaga. until finally, dahil kailangan ko din, I accepted it. And on her deathbed, during that moment, sabi niya sa akin, Jason, natatandaan mo yung pinahiram ko sa'yo ng pera. Actually, hindi ko pinahiram, papahiram sa'yo yun eh. Ibibigay ko lang yun sa'yo. Sa'yo na yan, gift ko yan sa'yo kasi para yan sa mga anak mo. It was heart-wrenching for me because my mom passed, hindi ko pa nabayaran yung utang ko sa kanya. So, ang sakit yun. It was so painful to me. But after a few years, I got out of debt and I was able to inspire people because of my story. That's one reason why I wrote my book, Determined, spelled D-E-B-T. Determined, take control of your finances and your life. And I'm really blessed that today there are more than probably 40, 50,000 people who have grabbed a copy of the book. And I receive messages almost every week sharing, telling me about stories of because of the book. It helped them become debt-free. It helped them realize their dream. Because of your book, I was able to go to Paris or Paris because I was inspired to really take action on my vision. And every time I would hear those stories, it is one way for me to honor my mother. And this is very personal to me, this story. In fact, when I taught public speaking last year, I asked the audience to share something that they have never shared before. And of course, if I would ask them that, I would have to think of something also that's close to my heart that I've never shared before. And that was the story I shared. It's not even part of my book. So, sa akin, yung mom ko, no, really holds that dear place in my heart. How about you? Ikaw, Kat?
About my mom?
Any? Yeah.
Yeah.
Si mama?
Yeah. Ay, my mom. She went through a lot. But I've seen the strength. I've seen kung paano siya... to stand firm, yan. To stand firm even in times of difficulties. And I think it inspired me more on how to have the same strength, you know. Tsaka ano siya. She's very resourceful. Kumbaga, I've learned from her is yung never give up. Parang... instead of complaining, you know, instead of complaining about your circumstances, you kumbaga, be resourceful and find ways because there will always be a way. And something that I've learned from her. And she continued to live a joyful life in spite of mga problems in life, you know, it does not affect her. Parang she does not allow it to, kumbaga, to let her affect her purpose in life.
And actually, si Mama was one of the first people who got COVID. And she's so strong, huh? After 21 days in the hospital, grabe lang. Sabi niya, ayoko na, parang may time, diba? Sabi niya, gusto niya nang mamatay dahil sa sobrang hirap dun sa hospital. Pero sabi sa kanya ni God, hindi, you are one tough woman and this sickness, this disease will not affect you in any way. So, siya yung pinakahuling binayaran ng PhilHealth yung buong bill. Another important woman in my life is actually my sister, who's been there for me. Every time may bebenta ako, siya yung laging bumibili, first customer. She actually lost her husband when she was 38 years old. And it changed her trajectory with three kids, the youngest of which was around one, may three, and then 9 years old. So, grabe lang, no? I mean, yung mga ganong situations where really, how women, their internal strength emotionally and their power in terms of being resilient. siguro isa yun sa mga ano nyo, no, strength nyo kasi nakakapag-share kayo. Kami mga lalaki, mas affected kami emotionally and mental health kasi hindi kami nakakapaglabas ng aming emotions. Unlike sa babae, hindi mo naman tinatanong yung kanilang kung ano nangyari sa buhay nila, magkukwento na lang. Parang kami ni Kat, pag mag-share ako o magtatanong yan sa akin, o kamusta yung meeting nyo? Okay lang. Pero pag siya tinanong ko, kamusta yung meeting nyo? Ayun na, kinuwento na lahat ng ano ng detalye.
Kaya ang sabi nila, di ba, mas mahabang buhay ng mga babae because they can easily, they don't ano keep it to themselves. Di ba? They need to air out whatever is going on with their emotions. Kasi it's a, kaya nga yung mga women, di ba, they really love to go out together with other women because they share, they want to share yung makapagkwentuhan lang. It's already, it brings relief and it brings parang stress-free sa kanila yung to be able to talk, you know. Kahit nga hindi sila naghahanap ng solution eh. They just want to express whatever is going on inside of them.
Tsaka yun, dahil ang pag nag-share sila ng problema sa lalaki, kasi lalaki yung problema, kaya na lalabas nila lahat yung emotional baggage. So to all the women out there, we just wanna encourage you and really to salute kami sa inyo, but at the same time, we should be working together. It's not the feminist movement of, hey, women power. It's about the power of both male and female, and how wonderful it is to be able to explore working side by side together and being able to fulfill each of our roles. Because we were designed one way, the women are designed another way, and if we will embrace how we were designed, then amazing things can happen for both of us. Final words, ano sino yung mga women fan? Well-known women that you respect, who you feel like are your role models. Kahit hindi yung mga personaling kilala natin, kahit mga women that you see from afar, well-known women who has really made the difference.
I think the girl, the Malala, yeah, the one that in Afghanistan, yeah, I think it's Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken. The one na because she stands firm to be educated. Kasi in their country, women are discouraged, diba, to be educated. Pero she, because also, malaking factor that her dad supports her. And then yung mga fanatic into not, you know, dapat walang education yung mga women. Parang she was shot by
military.
I'm not sure kung anong but nabarel siya in the head, but she survived, but still it did not let her kumbaga stop what she's doing. You know, and until she opens door and help a lot of girls, you know, in their country to be educated. Yeah.
Sa akin, para medyo makata tayo, no? Si Gabriela Silang. Yung turo mo ba yan? Siya ang asawa ni Diego Silang na kinontinyo na ang laban, yung namatay ang husband niya.
Saka meron pa si, Teodoro Alonso, the mom of Jose Rizal.
Hindi naman yan si Tandang, iba pa si Tandang Sora, no?
Yung mom ni Jose Rizal, I think during mga teenage years ni Jose Rizal, nakulong yun. But still, she's the one who educated, actually. Parang hinomeschool niya si Jose Rizal for a time. She's the one na nagturo kay Jose Rizal. The principles, you know, the belief that her Jose Rizal stands for. So yon. So malaking impact kay Jose Rizal yung mom niya.
Wow. You know, I love reading books. Really love reading books. And you know, yung mga books na binabasa ko ngayon na talagang gandang-ganda ko were written by women. So for example, yung book na Mindset, author is Carol Dweck. I love that book. Yung Grit, si Angela Duckworth, Gabriel Otingen, yung Susan Cain Quiet, si Gabriel Otingen yung Rethinking Positive Thinking. These are books that I have read over and over and over again, and they are just fantastic. Women, remember, as we celebrate Women's Day, International Women's Day, you are amazing, you are powerful. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look less. Don't think you are less than others, because you are beautiful inside and out. And you have a role to play in this world. And as we have mentioned, you are unique. The Unique Life Podcast. Live your life, be unique, and be the best that you can be, so that you can share your gift to others. Any parting words?
Yeah, you're more than enough, and you will make a mark in this world. So be confident and know who you are.
Amazing. Again, this is Jason Law, and I'm with Kat. You are listening to the Unique Life Podcast, where we unbox the real you. And please follow me on my social media handles. That's Jason Law, J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. I am on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, so you can follow me. We have different content for those platforms and all these things we do to add value to you guys in any way we can. And we hope you find this episode helpful. Share this to all your women friends. Maraming salamat. God bless everyone. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.